Chapter 11. Health. Health is probably the number one reason people use to try to convince themselves to quit porn. However, trying to shock porn users into quitting by mentioning all the health-related side effects is generally ineffective because the addict knows that the next porn session won't kill them. If you knew, with every porn session, that there was a 50% chance you would either experience an orgasm or your head would explode, would you still use porn? Of course not. But because the health effects of porn use manifest so slowly, it's easy to ignore them. Since they manifest so slowly, it's also entirely possible that the addict will blame them on something else. If a porn user is also overweight, their obesity could also be an explanation for their erectile dysfunction. If a porn user is depressed, chemical imbalance could be blamed for it, even if porn addiction is causing the imbalance in the first place. Placing pictures of cancerous lungs, throats, livers, and hearts on cigarette packages doesn't deter the addicted smoker from buying more smokes. They know that the next cigarette isn't going to kill them. In the same way, the health effects of porn addiction come on so slowly that even if porn addicts are keenly aware of them, they also know that they're not going to die the next time they watch porn. This makes it rather easy to ignore the health factors of porn addiction entirely. Listing off the health effects of porn addiction is especially ineffective on young porn users because they may not suffer from depression or melancholy yet. Depression isn't the root cause of the problem, it's just a symptom. Younger people in general may not feel the irritability or depression caused by porn addiction yet due to their body's natural ability to produce more dopamine overall. As they age, their lives will encounter more serious setbacks and already depleted bodily resources will be overworked, causing them to experience full-blown porn addiction symptoms. When older porn users feel stressed, depressed, or irritated, it's because nature's fail-safe mechanisms are protecting their brains from excessive dopamine flooding by trimming off dopamine receptors. As real as the dangers may be, it's difficult to motivate a person to avoid unhealthy activities while they're still healthy. It's only when they are experienced that health issues become real motivators for change. We say our health is our greatest asset. Most of us can look back at an illness or accident in our lives when we were so upset that we prayed to get better. But it was always after the illness or accident occurred. We aren't nearly as desperate to be spared health problems before they occur, even when we're fully aware of the dangers of our most self-destructive behaviors. The truth is, porn is a loop chain reaction. We never intend to keep using porn until we're no longer able to achieve a normal erection during sex with a real-life partner. But if we continue to engage in each successive porn session, porn-induced erectile dysfunction will become a reality. Enough case studies have been recorded for this to be taken as fact. Volumes upon volumes of research have already been written about the damage that internet porn causes to our sex lives and mental well-being. The damage is already occurring. Every time you open a new incognito tab, you're triggering dopamine and opiate floods, reinforcing the loop chain reaction, creating stronger withdrawals, and wiring the brain to become more dependent on porn. But because this process involves no acute pain or excruciating discomfort, it's easily ignored even when we know it's happening and that the day will come when we won't be able to ignore it anymore. For porn users who are keenly aware of the health effects, each porn session becomes a tug of war with themselves. It's unhealthy, it's enslaving, it's a waste of time, it makes me feel guilty. At the same time, it feels good, it's natural, it's normal, there's nothing wrong with it. Heroin addicts deprived of heroin go through the same misery tug of war with themselves. But by imagining the utter joy they will feel when they can finally plunge the needle into their vein and end that terrible craving, they justify their addiction and keep the cycle going. Try to imagine how anyone could believe they get pleasure from sticking a hypodermic syringe into their veins. Non-addicts don't suffer from this internal tug of war. Non-porn users don't feel miserable if they aren't allowed to use porn. Only porn users suffer that feeling. To combat the fear of the negative health consequences of porn addiction, addicts use many arguments to rationalize their self-destructive behavior. I'll eventually get old and lose my sexually prowess anyway. Not necessarily, but even if that's true, sexual prowess isn't the only point. There's depression, anxiety, inability to concentrate, inability to effectively socialize, and more. Is the fact that we will eventually die anyway a logical reason to drink poison? Sexual dysfunction has a lot to do with your brain and mindset. Internet porn rewires your brain's reward circuitry to give you a doubting mindset. This self-doubt will cause sexual dysfunction. Porn will put intense sexual cravings in your brain, but produce less and less arousal in your genitals. Libido, paired with romance, is the elixir of youth, and you can have that until you die. Quality of life is more important than just living. Exactly, but does this mean the porn user is suggesting that the quality of life an addict is superior to that of a non-addict? A life spent fighting an internal tug of war, being miserable unless in the middle of a porn session, does not sound like a life of quality. I'm single and not planning to settle down in the future, so why not? Being single is one thing. Being isolated, ineffective, unable to appreciate real sex, and wasting hours of your life each week watching porn is quite another. Progressively depleting our brain's reward circuits through excessive stimulation, making them incapable of handling the normal stresses of life, doesn't help us enjoy life with enthusiasm and vigor. For the porn addict, porn and masturbation have replaced a natural sexual appetite. Using porn creates a continuous chain with each subsequent porn session creating the need for the next. When you start the habit, you light a fuse. The problem is you don't know how long the fuse is. Every time that you start a new porn session, you make the fuse a little bit shorter. Eventually there will be none left, and the negative health effects of porn addiction will become your reality. This method will help you rid yourself of porn and become a happy ex-porn user. When you quit porn for good and start recovering from the damage it has caused, you won't need porn to aid your erections anymore. You don't need to watch porn with your partner to get hard anymore. You won't need to sneak away after sex to watch porn and masturbate to achieve orgasm. You'll become aroused by the touch, scent, and voice of your loving partner. Like eating a full-course meal satisfies a well-developed appetite, you'll no longer want the high sugar content of internet porn. But we both know that facts like these won't be enough to make you quit using porn, so we won't spend more time than we already have on the health-related side effects of porn. Chapter 12. Energy. As mentioned, the porn trap is subtle. The effects that it has upon us both physically and mentally happen so gradually and imperceptibly that we aren't aware of them and often regard them as normal instead. The effect is like that of bad eating habits. When we look at someone who is grossly overweight, we wonder how they could have possibly allowed themselves to reach that state. But this state wasn't achieved overnight. Imagine that this person went to bed slim, full of muscle, with no fat rolls on their body and awoke to find themselves morbidly obese. They'd be horrified. This is exactly how porn addiction affects our energy levels. Imagine that you never had trouble sleeping or getting a great night's rest. Then you had your first ever porn session. The next morning, instead of waking up feeling fully rested and full of energy, you felt miserable, lethargic, and barely able to open your eyes. You'd be terrified and wonder what awful disease you had contracted overnight. But the effect of porn addiction is the same. It simply takes a few years to manifest itself rather than occurring overnight. The reverse effect is also the same. If you could magically fast forward to how you will feel when you abstain from porn usage for 30 days, you'd be aghast at your current state because of the stark contrast in your energy levels. You'd be asking yourself why you let yourself sink so low. You wouldn't just feel healthier with more energy, but you'd be sprouting far more confidence and a heightened ability to concentrate. Because the change is so gradual, just like for the obese person, lack of energy, tiredness, and everything related to it is conveniently swept under the rug of getting older or having a slower metabolism. Friends and colleagues who also live sedentary lifestyles and are addicted to porn themselves further compound the normalization of this behavior. The belief that having lots of energy is exclusive to children and teenagers and that old age begins in your 20s is another result of brainwashing. Society has normalized bad eating and exercise habits on top of the detrimental effects of porn addiction and dopamine desensitization. Shortly after quitting porn, the foggy, lethargic feelings will begin to leave you. Unlike quitting smoking, where the return of your physical and mental health is extremely gradual, if it ever returns, quitting porn gives you excellent results from day one. Getting completely free from the loop chain reaction takes a little more time. Thanks to our body's marvelous ability to heal itself, healing from porn addiction happens exponentially quicker than the time it took to become addicted. However, if you're going through the trauma of the willpower method, any health or energy gains you hope to experience will be obliterated by the depression and torture you'll go through while fighting the tug of war of trying to force yourself to quit even though you don't really want to. Unfortunately, it's not possible for any method to immediately transfer you into your mind and body 3 weeks from now. But now that you instinctively know that what you're being told is correct, all you need to do is enjoy being a free X-Porn user, and you'll be there in no time. The last couple of chapters have described some of the advantages of being a non-porn user, but in the interests of fairness, it's necessary to give a balanced account. Therefore, the next section will list the advantages of being a porn user. Advantages of being a porn user. This section is intentionally blank,